Thank you so much. Give a powerful clap offering to the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. And we come from a very exciting conference. We are grateful to God. A number of years, I think 26 years.
Iminyaka engamashumi amabini anesithandathu.
Laboring.
Sisebenza.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll tell you about apostolos.
Sithetha ngo apostolos.
Thanksgiving.
Nobulela.
Coming before God.
Ukuza phambi kothixo.
To give thanks.
Uzobulela.
Today is all our pastors season. We call it you preach whatever you want to preach.
Namhlanje bonke abafundisi bethu sithi ushumayelani noba yinoni ofuna ukuyishumayela.
Yeah. So I'll preach from my heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll find the theme as we go. But our theme is apostolos. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to understand that God has a plan. Matthew 24:14. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it. Then the end will come.
Amen. Ezindaba zimnandi zalawulo lukaThixo ziya kushunyayelwa kulo lonke ihlabathi zibe bubungqina kuzo zonke intlanga zizeke zifike esiphelweni.
So you have to understand that there is an enemy of God who intends that you should never arrive at your destination. Satan wants to confuse you. He's a great deceiver. And beyond that, he's a great accuser. So you have to have an understanding that the gospel must be preached. It must be witnessed among nations. Then the end will come. So the greatest enemy of God is what we will call, how should I say it? Colonization, I think is one good word. I think there is a word they use. What do you call it, doctor? The multinationals, when they try to run the world. They have an agenda to make sure that nobody does anything except what they want. Not monopoly per se, but colonization is a good word, but there's another word. I'll get it as we go. So you have to understand that the gospel has to be preached. But there is an agenda that you should not preach it. There is an intent that you should not go ahead. So that the word of the Lord will not be preached and spread. So I want to challenge you that prepare yourself to transcend. You see, I used to work before.
But
I didn't come to the ministry because I had nothing to do. So I worked before. I had a professional work. And so I entered into transition. I remember very well when the Holy Spirit told me. Because I was setting my heart to work very hard and to become a multimillionaire. And the Holy Spirit said to me, you said you'll be a pastor. And so I said, yes, I've said. I was convicted. You know, some people don't get conviction anymore. So I responded. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
Wasondela uYesu wathi kubo anikiwe mna onke amagunya ezulwini nasemhlabeni.
Verse 9 says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. You still have the word nations there. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the greatest deception that has happened is that when we were colonized, the agenda of nations and tribes was changed. And you can see it as well with our politicians, that every politician, I think in South Africa, they said, the politician said, we only have 4 years, so we must loot, steal. I mean, it's the agenda of Satan.
But South Africa say, "Bona na kona kuto ane minya kemi emine wamelo upate kubaga lugu ilenzo na injongo kasa Satan."
It's like a child stealing from his parents.
Ingatu umdua na oweba kubaza.
But not being aware that he's stealing from himself.
God tenga kolubia zeden.
I don't know. You understand?
I've
seen parents disowning their children.
I
was talking with a friend of mine, and this is what he said. He said the rule should be, if you steal money from government, for example, and you are caught, they should kill you. And I
say
it's a fair judgment. It doesn't matter how much. 5 rands.
1 billion.
Galutin. We don't even. If we can prove that you have taken the money,
you
have stolen the envelope and the ballpoint.
Hey.
I know you are a petty thief. You just take the pen.
And did you know you have a pen?
And the envelope.
The envelope.
What do you think? But what the world has done, I think I'm diverting here. What Satan has done,
he
has stolen from us. So I want you to transit. When you transit, you'll sustain the gains the church has made. And if I say the church, I'm speaking about Christ, not the institution, please. And maintain the vision and the mission. So you have to make that. I had to make the decision. What do I want? And then I had to make up my mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have to have an answer that in missions, when we talk about mission, being a missionary,
you have
to learn that you'll have to stay long enough to bring the change. The example we could use is the same that when the English and the Dutch came to our country, the book of Matthew 11:12, it says the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent take it by force.
Amen.
There was no negotiations. The pace was set already. And here is giving us an understanding that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violent take it by force. Otherwise, else to me, you will remain a lecturer at the UNISA. And then when you are about 60 years, you have marked a pile of scripts.
Amen.
Just to have a loaf of bread and a place to sleep. You are very polite. Yeah. You are very? Yeah, I mean, you listen to people and they think they are fashion, but they don't know that they are deceived. Because they are afraid to transit. They are afraid to move from one level to another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So to become a missionary is to leave a legacy for God. John 17:18. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. So I'm saying, while you are in UNISA, you have how many students now? I don't know if you're still number one because it was put on administration. I mean, things are bad.
Over 300,000
students. That's a big pool. It's bigger. It's a 10% of the population of Pretoria.
10% yabantu abaninzi basePitori.
Do you understand? 300,000. Doctor, you could be a very serious pastor at UNISA. But you are blind.
God are born.
Yes, you are blind. Because the mindset, you are there to make money. You don't want to offend anybody. Imagine somebody.
Amen.
So chances are that you will be like King Solomon. That after you have run your race and you look back. Yeah, I feel for us. I think sometimes I feel frustrated. Because for as long as you have to pay rent, you think working is the call of a human being. I've used this example that a Caucasian, an English or whatever, European came and found an African sitting under the tree. I said, why are you sitting under the tree, a young African? Fresh and strong. I said, why are you sitting? He says, I'm relaxing. Tell your neighbor, I'm relaxing. And the Caucasian said, if I was you, I'll be working now, very hard. And the African asked, for what? I'm working already while I'm sitting under the tree. And the white man said, so that when you are old, I mean, it's a deception. When you are old, you'll enjoy. And the young man said, I'm already enjoying. Now, this was the deception. You see, from your village, land is free. To plow the ground is free. To raise your own animals is free. Your chickens is free. And you don't own anything. Do you understand? You'll never understand. What I'm trying to say is that the things you are thinking, you are pursuing. I was saying to Pastor Michael, if you are thinking you are looking for a, if your house is pressurizing, you must find a house. You see, discontentment, they have a house where they stay. But discontentment takes away the joy of the present.
Amen.
You see, and when it takes the joy of the present, that's another word, you develop a longing for. And then whole developing a longing for, you mess up the current, the present space that you are in. Then you never arrive to the place where you want to be. I said to somebody who was talking about, I said, does your mother have a house? He says, no. Does your grandmother have a house? No. Does your aunt have a house? No. But they have a place to stay, yes. And they will die having a place to stay. Then somebody is a fool. Because that longing, the desire that you have, will lead you astray. I don't know you understand.
And that's when I ponder now.
Hey. Mercy, Lord. I don't know if these people hear me.
And that's Baba Ndubandiva now.
So what I'm trying to say also to me is that you see, you are young now, pretty, and you dress well, hoping to find a brother. Hey, the way my wife is looking at, are you the Holy Spirit? I'm not changing my message. Now, what happens that your search, your desire will lead you astray. That which you want will lead you astray. Then for you to look at it and say, can I serve the Lord?
uba wena ujonge nje uba mina ndingakwazi ukusebenzela uThixo na.
In your labor, in your love for the Lord,
ekusebenzeni kwakho nothando lwakho lukaThixo,
you are able to do something more.
Uyakwazi ukwenza ukuthile.
Hey, are you here?
Nikhona na.
So the question is, that which you have received, are you able to pass it on? Are we together?
Sisonke.
Are you able to pass it on?
Uyakwazi ukugqithisela phambili na?
Hey. So the question is, are you need driven or vision driven?
Umbuzo uba uyaqhutywa na okanye wena kunenjongo eqhubelayo ukuthi usebenze.
If you meet people, they'll tell you, I'm looking for a job. Not that there's nothing for them to do. And I remember some people were working. And they say, we want permanent job. I say, you are confused. There's nothing permanent. Tell your neighbor, I want a permanent job. Literally, they want to tell you, I want to get something that assures me so that I do nothing. This is what I was saying. If I was government, I'd say, we pay you according to your input. If you don't do anything, you don't get paid. You must prove you have done something. Hey, you don't like it. I said, are you needs driven or vision driven? Yes, we need to respond to the needs around us and support all that we can and give the best that we can give. But what does it lead us to? You see, fulfillment doesn't come by being busy. Yeah, you can be busy, but that's not where fulfillment comes from. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want you to make up your mind while it is still day.
Matthew 28:19.
It says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Is this command to the pastors?
Huh?
What do you think, Mimi? Is it pastors?
Pastor T?
Is it for pastors? What do you think? It's for everyone. Do we agree that it's for everyone?
Huh?
Ask your neighbor, are you doing it?
We are yenza now.
I mean, we're not saying go to Lesotho. We're just saying go to your neighborhood. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. But are we vision driven or needs driven? See, those that are needs driven, they focus on their current survival. And this is why I say the sad part about life is that after you have done all that you have done, it's then that you realize you have wasted your time. I said to somebody, speak to your grandmother and speak to your mother. Your father. And ask them if they had a real chance, if they seriously want to tell you the truth, if they had a real chance, will they take the same route they have taken? Hey, I'm looking for a job. Why can't you contribute for free? And be paid with a plate of food. Everybody's been paid with a plate of food. You'll do more. I know you don't understand. I said you will do more. We're talking about missions. We're talking about being the sent out one. Not being driven by needs, but being driven by vision, fulfilling the Great Commission. Are you willing to be trained? It's very funny that most people who say they are Christians and they are mature, they don't want to stay in church. Immediately we say amen, they are the first one to bolt.
I use the word bolt.
You know, when you have a donkey or a horse that is still wild, that is not tamed, it bolts. Every time it sees that it's going to be retained. And then because it has been long in the stable, it believes that it knows everything, but literally it knows nothing. I don't know if you have ridden horses before, but the horse enjoyed the scenery. The moments that you are with. You know, when we are worshiping, I was asking myself, do you really enjoy worship?
Oh,
it's a ritual. Sunday we must go to church. Is it need driven or purpose driven? What drives you?
Hey,
the church is quiet. Praise the Lord. So you have to have an understanding that if you are going to do the work of the ministry, there must be a passion in your heart to fulfill the Great Commission. If there is no passion, I feel for you. So number one, you must be certain of the call of God upon your life. Be what?
Certain.
And how do you become certain? Because we are born again. The Bible says we should go and preach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book of 1 Kings. Elijah knew and Elisha knew that God has called them. But to fulfill their call, they knew they have to serve. Are you saving? Will you be able to fulfill your mission? I think the deception in the church is like if you are saving in the ministries, in the departments, in watch and pray. You look at it and you think, I'm really doing something important. I gave an example the other time about the impact of Mama Nora. In essence, we're shocked that some people who have left the church many years ago have come. And I said, what an impact. Are you here? So when you are certain of your call, you continue with what is given to you. Yeah, most people don't continue with what is entrusted in their hands. You know, it's very funny that the best that you give, people tend to give the worst of what they have received.
Amen.
Amen. Secondly, on this thought, honor. Do you honor God with your life? No, here we're not talking money.
As stating in mind.
We're talking your life.
Impilo yakho.
Is our life righteous, holy, set apart?
Impilo yethu ingcwele na.
When you carry the spirit of honor,
xa uphethe umoya wembeko,
you honor yourself.
Nawo uzipha
imbeko. You honor those you serve with.
Uphe imbeko aba osebenza.
And you honor those you serve.
Uphe imbeko abo basebenzelayo.
Jesus was speaking, or God was speaking here. He says, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far. What is to honor with lips? What do you think? What is to honor with lips? Oh, speak no action. Hey. Mercy, Lord. Is this our life? You see, when God calls you, I was giving an example about Nel Mafias. that if our heart is in it, not only our mouth, the mafias will change. We'll get involved in the everyday life of Nel Mafias. Not the passing part. You know, there is a passing part with the statistics. But we are talking change. Are you here? The spirit of honor. Mercy, Lord. The biggest test is when things are doing well. Hey, when your mailing is doing well. What do you think to me? Today is your day. What do you think, Pastor Tabo? When you are doing well. I've been up since 2. So, when you are doing well. What do you think to me? Honor is tested when you are doing well. When the wife has a car, a big house, has all the rings that she needs, has a marriage certificate, has a nice big ring on the finger. And nice clothes. What do you think? I hear your giggle. That's when honor manifests. Yeah. Most divorces, they happen when people are well. They don't happen when people don't have much. I met a man here by Church Corner, Church Street. Now what? Church Street and Steve Biko.
Beatrix and Church Street.
A Caucasian man. There was a bench close on the Church Street on the corner. There was a bench there.
So I
met him. So I said, "Oh, let me testify." He's a homeless guy. Let me sit. He was sitting on the bench. So we decided, let me sit with him. Then I started sharing. He was smelling like any other street person. You can see he has not washed for some time. So I told him about the love of Jesus. And he told me, "I love Jesus." And I said, "Why are you on the street?" He says, "I owned my own company before. I had a wife. I have children." He says, "I made up my mind. I will not work for my wife." She has always been a housewife. Hey, very comfortable. Now she's divorcing me. Hey, you're too quiet. You're scaring me. So she said, he was the first person I met that told me, I will not work. I've gone bankrupt. And I'll be on the streets. I will not work for her. What do you think? Is it a good policy? Then I met another person. Same. I was giving the person money. I said, "Do you have a bank account?" He says, "I don't want bank account. I don't want them to trace me. I don't want them to find me. I don't want bank account. I don't want credit card. I don't want anything. I work. You give me cash. That's
it."
Tell your neighbor, the spirit of honor. Number 3 on my notes. I don't know on your notes. On my notes, guard your heart. You see, when you serve the Lord, Apostolos, being the sent, the one sent forth, the missionary, guard your heart. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it comes issues of life.
ithi iBhayibheli iqoqa inhliziyo yakho ngakho konke kuba apho kuphuma khona inhliziyo yakho inthetho yempilo.
Now Elisha heard other prophets to say, do you know that your master will be taken today?
Elisha weva omnye umprofethi ethi uyazi ba umsebenzi umphathi wakho uzothathwana namhlanje.
Hey, you talk too much.
Uthetha kakhulu.
They said, do you know?
Uyazi na.
That your master.
Ukuba umphathi wakho.
The book of 2 Kings chapter 2.
Incwadi yabakhosi babini.
Verse 2 and 3. The Bible says, and Elisha said to Elisha, stay here please, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel.
Uthi Elisha wathi ku Elisha, hlala apha kuba uThixo undithume ku Bethel.
Verse 2. Stay here, and the Lord has sent me to Bethel. But Elisha said, as surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. The company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today? Yes, I know. Elisha replied, please be quiet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please be what?
Tula.
Please be quiet. So, guarding your heart is very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if you don't guard your heart, guard your heart against ambition. Stay in the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Deal with your insecurities. Tell your neighbor, deal with your insecurities. Yeah. Mercy, Lord.
Amen.
Guard against running ahead of your time.
Yeah.
Are you here? Number 4, grow in your anointing.
Kula kugcobo lwakho.
Grow in your anointing.
Kula kugcobo lwakho.
God is gracious.
UThixo unenceba.
God is merciful.
UThixo unenceba.
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9 to 13.
Yobukunkani number 2, 9 to 13.
You must have a desire to serve God. As a business person, as a person working, I was using my beloved daughter here. She's a lecturer or working for UNISA. Grow in your grace in the work that God has called you to. Yeah. Let it not be for bread.
Amen.
Let your life have more meaning than bread. Yeah, because bread is free. So you can't work for bread. Mercy.
Amen.
Verse 9 says, and so it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you? Elisha said, please, let the double portion of your spirit be upon me.
Amen. Besa kuba bewelileke. UEliya ubuze uElisha wathi, "Khawutsho, yindoni ofuna ndikwenzele yona phambi kokuba ndihlakaniswe nawe, ndihlukaniswe nawe?" UElisha waphendula wathi, "Mandizuze isabelo esiphindisiweyo somoya wakho sibe lilifa lam."
Faithfulness is the maturing of believers. When you remain faithful, you grow. Be faithful in the list of things. Be faithful in the least of things.
Thembeka kokuncinci.
Are you listening?
Umamele.
Pursue to learn.
Qhuba imfundo.
And unlock the anointing upon your life.
Ukhulule ugcobo empilweni yakho.
Obedience is key to flow in the anointing.
Ukuthatha imiyalelo ukubonisa ukuqhubeka kugcobo.
Learn to follow closely.
Funda ukulandela kufutshane.
During the best of your life.
Empilo yakho yonke.
Did you hear what I said? Follow closely.
Landela kufutshane.
During the best of your life.
Ikumpilo yakho.
If you are unhappy about anything.
Amen.
There is a high probability you are comfortable. You have an option. Yeah. You have an option. Follow closely during the best of your life.
Landela kufutshane ngempilo yakho.
Or your high point.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as well on the lower level of your ministry.
Ngayo futhi ne.
Let me close. They have already shown me that my time is up. Understand the importance of life. Oh, life is more important. Enjoy people. Enjoy relationships. Not material things. Enjoy people. I have a principle that I try and share with those that are close, and I want to believe you are family, so I'm going to share it with you. Give as much as you can give. If it's possible, maybe it's the wrong way of saying it, but maybe you will understand it. Give without demanding anything more. Don't borrow with the hope that people will pay back. Don't do anything thinking that something good will come out of it. So let me then close it and say, make sure that you don't owe any person anything. But make sure that your goodness has touched everybody else. Are you listening?
Amen.
So, make relationship a key part of your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here? Understand the importance of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Learn to acknowledge people around you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mercy, Lord.
Amen.
Every head bowed, every eye closed.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We are grateful for your grace, the power of your Spirit. We give ourselves to you, surrender our life, for you are God. We pray, Father, for our relationship with you. Your word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have an everlasting life. Even today, Father, we come desiring this life. Jesus said, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus whom you have sent. Father, we pray for the revelation of Jesus even this morning. In Jesus' name. While all eyes are closed and heads are bowed. Maybe you are here this morning. You do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Or you have been coming to church. You have heard this many times. But you have no relationship with the Lord. I want you to have a relationship with the Lord. He says, come to me, all you who are heavy laden. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus loves you. He said, I have a good plan for you. He said, Satan has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus has come. He says, I've come that you may have life and have it abundantly.
Kodwa uYesu uthi ndize ukuba ube nempilo impilo enginaphakade.
So I want to pray with you this morning.
Ndifuna ukuthandaza kunye nawe namhlanje ekuseni.
That grace and peace may touch you.
Uba inxeba noxolo ngakufinyelela.
So if you are here this morning,
you
say, I want to receive Jesus. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. I want to be born again. Lift up your right hand and lift it high so I can see it. I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. God bless you. I see your hand. Is there somebody else? I want to make right with God. I want my relationship with Him. I want to walk with Him. I want to experience Him. Is there somebody else? For those on radio, you can make right with God. Those that are watching online, you can make right with God. We are going to pray just now. As we pray, I'll ask of you to pray with us. I'll ask that we all stand here at the auditorium. And those who lifted their hands, please, ushers, help them come here on the altar. Let's pray together. Let's come. I want to receive Jesus. Bless you. We're going to pray together. It's a joy. God has a plan for your life. I'll ask of you to join me. Those on radio as well, you can join us. And those who are watching us, I'll ask that you lift up both of your hands as a sign of surrender to God. I'll ask the church to join us. Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today for your grace, your love, and your kindness that you have shown towards me. Today, I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and my Savior. I thank you, Father, that today I recognize I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord, wash my sins with your blood. Make me your child. Today, I receive you. Holy Spirit, come into my life, lead and guide me, even now and forever. Father, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank you today for your ways. If I speak and I believe, I will be saved. Today, with my own mouth, I speak that Jesus Christ is Lord. And with my heart, I believe that you raised him from the dead. Even today, I take my eternal life from Christ. I thank you, Father. I belong to Jesus. Can you say, Satan, today I cut ties with you. I have nothing to do with you. Take what is yours. I belong to Jesus. I love Jesus. From this moment forward, I am a child of God. I thank you, Father, that my sins are forgiven. I'm a new creature in God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Behind you, I think you can go together. She will take your particulars. We'll send you some material and as well, if possible, visit you.